Hello and welcome to the city. This is episode 6 of Arcade City's podcast. We have a lot to get through, so I'm not going to bother with really fancy introductions, and I didn't really write much this week. I've been quite busy. So I'm your host, Matt Stevens, and I'm joined by the man with no name, Paul Newton.
That doesn't make sense.
I just go with the flow.
We're going with
Hi,
it.
I'm the man with no name, aka Paul Newton.
And the man
with a name.
And the man with no soul. Martin Aykroyd.
I probably wouldn't dispute that.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't mean like you're evil. Tosh. Like, you just got no, like, you know, soul.
Basically, you can't dance.
I would agree with both statements.
Yeah,
I can. As well. I'm a good dancer.
How are you both?
Tired.
Well.
What have you been up to?
Not playing games this week, unfortunately. What? I haven't really played many.
Have you not?
No.
What have you been doing? Apart from working and...
I don't know, really.
We played games last weekend, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Smash Brothers. Which should be live by the time... Well, the first part will be live by the time you start listening to this. You can go on YouTube to check that out. And the website. Did you have fun with Smash Brothers?
I did have... Yeah, the drink probably helped. I'm not a massive lover of fighting games. I've got Smash Brothers at home, and I played it again on Saturday with two of the people that played on the Let's Play. And I think...
Oh, did they come round in the end?
They came round on Saturday during the day. And we had pretty much played it all day. Just taking it in turns. And I was getting to the point where I was starting to... I won, like, two games, which for me is amazing. So I was quite chuffed with that. I even, like, broke out into dance. I was just so surprised with the fact that I beat two pretty much veteran Smash Brothers players.
I know we've said we'll play Mario Kart after the podcast, but I'm thinking we play Smash Brothers and get Susie involved. Because she'll just be fucking hilarious.
Hayley and I tried to play it, and she didn't get it at all. She couldn't grasp it.
Really?
It's when you find someone that's shitter than you at Smash Brothers,
it's great.
You realise it's really no fun playing a fighting game against someone who can't play it because there's no challenges ever.
As far as fighting games go, though, it's probably my favourite.
It's definitely one of the most enjoyable ones.
Next to Tekken 2. Tekken 2.
Tekken 3 was...
Tekken 2.
Well...
Tekken Tag Tournament.
I had the first one that came out.
That is a wild card.
Tekken 4 was the first one that came out the PS3, wasn't it?
Tekken 4 was the one where they changed all the controls and they changed everything. Yeah. They mixed it all up and it was just
I quite liked
shit.
It. I thought it was good.
Tekken 3. Final word.
Martin, what have you been up to? Apart from bumming Tekken.
I've bummed Tekken in many years.
Please tell us you've got a little bit further in Alien Isolation now that you've changed your jobs.
No. Well, I was playing WWE. My review of that is now up.
Yep, it's up.
Which I finished over the weekend.
What did you get? You gave it a good 5 out of 10, didn't you?
A solid 5.
I've never taken a game back so quickly. Sorry, 2K, but that was fucking horseshit.
I agree. It was unplayable.
It was... It tarnished my fond memories of wrestling games from SmackDown and...
But it's the same developer that's been making them since the N64 days. That's what's...
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just all over the place. The roster was good, but...
I didn't even think that... Well, that was one of my criticisms. I just think it's all going to end up being DLC.
Yeah, but I think you're not really into the whole... You're not into the soap opera at the minute, are you? You're not into the soap... But I am, because I watch it. I watch Raw and SmackDown every week, so I'm really into like the, oh no, he didn't! which you really need to get into. So what else have you both been up to?
I've just been really tired. I've just been going home and chilling out, trying to sort my two manic dogs out.
How's the gym?
Every night.
Mark loves your dogs.
They're fucking hilarious. They're the funniest. They're the two funniest dogs I've ever seen in my entire life.
They're funny until you have to live with them.
Yeah.
Frank's getting lessons on how to not be a shit.
They're a bit full on.
Yeah.
It's funny when I just put my head down in the couch and one of them licked my ear hole. I was like,
you're lucky you didn't lick any more of your holes.
Funny. They just fighting, and they get so excited that one of them will just start humping the other one.
Yeah, pretty much.
It just all becomes too much, and they have to hump something.
Pretty much.
Thankfully, it's another dog, not a leg.
What Jesus about you, Christ. The founder of RK City and Douchebag?
Oh, stop
what have you been doing?
The founder.
Stop calling me the founder.
The mammoth.
Call me the douchebag.
Enterprise.
Stop calling me. What have I been at to last week? This week, sorry. I've been... working.
Playing on the new Wii U.
I've been working. Yeah, I've been playing on my Nintendo Wii U, which I bought. So I've been playing lots of Mario Kart. I've been playing a lot with my wife. And Martin, you've been around a couple of nights to play that, haven't
of
you?
Of course.
I've been playing some Smash Brothers. And I've started playing Batman Arkham Origins. Because I want to get through it before Arkham Knight comes out.
It's on the PS3, right?
No, I've got it on. I'm playing it on the Wii U.
Oh, of course.
I bought it for a tenner, brand new on the Wii U. So, and it's not a bad, it's not a bad game. Everyone, it pisses me off because everyone really criticised it when it came out. So, oh, it's too much like Arcade City. Arkham City. God, that's that's a first. it's too much like Arkham City. You know, whatever. But it's good. It's
why
fine.
Is that bad?
It's good. It's just
exactly.
Lacking.
Not
just
every game has.
It's just lacking that special something, and I couldn't put my finger on what it was.
I think because it just didn't. It didn't strive to do anything new. Whereas I think if Arkham Knight had come out and it hadn't had the Batmobile, I think people might have been a bit like, oh, it's just like Arkham City. They would have still bought it and would have still sold a shitload. But I think the Batmobile is the game changer. It's the it's the MacGuffin. What is it?
You're thinking of MacGuffin.
MacGuffin. Yeah.
But I'm not sure. MacGuffin.
It doesn't actually apply to this situation.
Yes, it does. But it's the MacGuffin that Indiana Jones is going. Batman's going after.
Right. So this. It's not been very good. There's some things like there's always some game series, even at their worst, they're gonna be really fucking good.
Yeah.
Like they could have done anything with any of the Uncharted games, and I mean they do go.
The one on the Vita it didn't get
bad reviews.
But
I liked it.
I thought it was brilliant.
It's really good.
I think it's better than the first Uncharted on the PS3.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Yeah. I would agree with that.
I like the fact you've got all the secret things that you have to scratch off and all the
really
collectibles
liked it.
And stuff.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't do a sequel. The Vita hasn't had a lot of love
for
the past 18
months. Wasn't it? Ben Studios, maybe.
Yeah, but that's all about to change because at the weekend there was lots of news and the Vita is getting a shitload of indie games and I think it's really going to save it. But we don't really cover handhelds at Arcade City at the moment because not enough of us have them.
No.
I think it's just you and me and Glenn.
Yeah, and I don't really play on mine that often. Maybe
you don't
twice
really
a year.
Play on yours.
No, Mr. Mark Burry has a Vita, but and he does play the odd game. But I don't think he's sort of as doesn't play it as much as Glenn. And I don't really touch mine to be honest. So there you go. Right, let's move on to some news because we have a lot to discuss because. It was the PlayStation Experience at the weekend in Las Vegas. But there are some other bits and pieces that we want to talk about as well. Call of Duty Zombies is coming in 2015. It's called Exo Zombies. Have you seen the trailers for this and stuff?
No.
Have you read anything about it?
Yeah.
Basically zombies that have got exo suits as well, and they
it's
kind of
so it's as crazy as it sounds. But I think it was leaked to start with, and then everyone was like, "Oh, is this real? Is this coming out?" And then it is
accidentally on purposely leaked.
Mark, you still playing Call of Duty?
No.
Did you even play the single player at all?
I played one level.
You need to trade that in whilst you can still get for it.
I actually thought the single player was alright in this one.
Did you finish it?
I finished the single player. I barely touched it.
I really wanted to enjoy it. And the first few matches I really did. And then you sort of get past it and you realise it's still
exactly the same.
Call of Duty.
Yeah.
That's what, as much as Titanfall did lose its charm after a bit, it got a bit boring.
Mm.
I still think it felt a lot fresher for a lot longer.
Yeah.
Than Call of Duty did. Why?
I loved Titanfall.
I still absolutely love it.
It's great.
Yeah.
When you stop, we should play it again. You mentioned this the other day, didn't you?
Yeah.
We should play some Titanfall.
It's just,
I'll be able to play some Titanfall.
We used to have some good sessions on it.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we should play this Christmas. Paul, I had some good sessions with you before you just gave up.
Yeah, three or four.
Three or four. Before you traded it in.
What's next? 343 Industries is still rolling out updates for the Halo Master Chief Collection.
Yeah,
it's had update after update after update after update. We're doing a Let's Play on the site at the moment, me and the good doctor, Tom, and we tried to record some more on Sunday and it just would not work at all. We just couldn't record.
Microsoft's version of Drive Club, isn't it?
They're getting a lot of an easier time, though.
I reviewed Master Chief Collection for the site and I gave it a 9 out of 10.
Is that because people
overscore?
No.
Is that because most people have already played it and so they're kind of like, oh well, I've already played it, I'll let it slide.
Yeah.
Whereas Drive Club, it was supposed to be this big new game, no one's really been able to see what it's like.
I think the thing about Halo is you know what you're getting and what's on offer is absolutely fantastic, and once the servers are working, brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of what I played was the single player, and the single player is fantastic. It all runs at 60 frames a second. It's all upscaled to
1080p. Yeah, I saw that. I thought it looked like... Yeah, walked to a new player, and I thought it looked great.
Yeah, absolutely fucking fantastic.
Especially the part 4 looks incredible now.
Yeah, upscaled to 1080p. And it's, I said in my review as well, I'll never quite understand why they didn't... Microsoft didn't hold back Halo 4 just 1 year and released it as a launch title.
Oh, can you imagine how... I mean,
that would have sold a fuckload of...
I think they'd actually compete with... PS4, perhaps.
Probably outsell.
There've been a couple of months this year. Probably outsell.
Let's face it. What's the PS4 had in terms of killer apps? People still reckon Infamous is the big
Octodad.
Infamous. Oh my goodness.
Have you traded that in yet?
No, I think it's. No point. I think it's in the glove box of my car.
Still, from when I gave
it to you, you get like 50p for it.
It's one of the games I'm going to keep as a reminder.
Yeah.
Never to go near it ever again.
Next one might be good.
I doubt it.
Doubt it though.
They had their chance.
Yeah.
No. Well,
it looked so good at E3 when they announced it as well. Like in 2013, it was just like 12 even. I can't remember what year it was.
In January, you can get the was it
Last Light, First it, Light,
Last Light, First Light, whatever it's called. That's in January for free. So I might give that a go. Because I never actually played. I borrowed it off you, and it just sat on the shelf. What are the other things going on? I was playing...
playing anything else but Infamous.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Telltale Games have released Game of Thrones and Tales of the Borderlands have come out.
I do like to play Game of Thrones.
The Game of Thrones apparently is really good.
Tales
of the Borderlands is meant to be really good. Yeah. As with most Telltale games, I tend to wait until they're all out and then play them in one bulk. I can't stand. I did it with the first Walking Dead to start with. I played the first episode, absolutely loved it, and then it was like, I've got to wait.
I waited. It's a bit like TV shows. Like, I don't like watching things when they're as they come out. I first just watch them in bulk.
Yeah,
exactly, definitely.
It's better to do it that way.
Yeah.
Eventually, I'll finish Breaking Bad. Eventually, I think I've got like 6 more episodes to go. I just can't finish.
Have you not finished it yet?
Mm.
That's terrible.
I've been on the last 6 episodes for about
a year and a half.
Oh my!
And they're the best 6 episodes of the whole program.
Yeah.
Now, so what the fuck are you waiting for? Basically,
I know.
Just get on with it.
Well, with this Christmas, we're going to do it.
Are you?
Yeah. If we don't,
I'm going to monitor you.
If we don't, I'll give you. No, I'm not, I don't need to.
I don't need to justify myself.
Justify or agree to everything.
Just watch it.
Assassin's Creed Victory was leaked.
Yeah, they should probably finish Unity first before they go develop another one.
That was guaranteed leaked on purpose by Ubisoft.
Yeah.
99.9% recurring. Yes. That was released. That was leaked by Ubisoft.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. They always leak their own games.
Yeah.
They do it every year. And it was just such a funny screenshot to be leaked as well.
They've not had a great year, Ubisoft.
No.
They really haven't.
Well,
Far Cry 4 is the only game that's been like bug-free.
Okay, yeah.
And
Assassin's
good.
Creed has been...
The Crew as well.
The Crew has just come and gone.
I forgot that came out.
The reviews have only just been released like a week after it came out. You know it's going to be bad when they don't let you review the game until...
Yeah.
I mean, I played the beta version of it, and it was pretty bad.
Well, did you play the beta?
I did. It was
beta.
It was awful.
Beta.
But they had like 100 of the bloody betas. Like every week they were doing beta tests, and it's when they're doing that, you know, it's a shame.
Was there an alpha? Did they do an alpha?
I don't know if they ever did. To be honest,
I don't think they did either.
No.
Is it? Can you download the beta still? No, I'm assuming
not now. No, it's only
Drive Club was meant to have its free PlayStation 4 edition was meant to be coming out but that's been pushed back.
Just a bit that game.
Apart from Forza Horizon 2,
buried in the desert somewhere.
Mm. Racing games.
Great racing games seem to be cursed at the moment.
Apart from Mario Kart, am I right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mario Kart's awesome. Forza, I did like Forza 5, which I got quite recently. And I actually really like it.
Have you played it much?
Yeah.
Have you?
Good.
It's fun.
Okay. Hard in places, isn't it? The further you go, the cars get really hard.
I'm honest, like, I don't really do the career or anything. I just like driving all the different cars and seeing the differences and what have you.
That's fair.
Cockpit view all the way as well.
Yeah, I like that. Metal Gear Solid 4 is coming digitally to the PlayStation Network. We did We wrote a small news segment on this online, but I don't think it's really been celebrated too much. I think it's great because it's nice because I think Metal Gear Solid 4 was a great game, but I don't think enough people played it.
Mm.
You both didn't play
it. I played it, yeah, I finished it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I liked it.
I didn't, but I think I will because it's coming out.
So yeah.
I think it's underappreciated for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd definitely give it a go.
Yeah, so, so good.
In fact, like, I got my PS3 around about the time that game came out.
Yeah?
Yeah, it took me a while to get my PS3. I was Xbox 360 all the way for ages.
Yeah, I didn't ever get one. My dad got a PS3, which, the less said about
thanks,
that,
Steve. We know you listen to these. But he does, actually.
I just played it for Uncharted.
Yeah.
Did
you buy it? Have you still got Uncharted 3?
Don't know.
I might just...
might be in storage.
When you get to your new place, I might just slowly play through that. Ready for Uncharted 4.
Have you not finished 3?
I've never played 3.
You played 2, right?
Smash 1, Smash 2. Remastered.
They will do that. I guarantee.
Could you imagine? If they did a bundle where you got 4 plus 1, 2, 3 remastered, they could charge me 100 quid and I'll get it.
To be honest, they just make it 1080p and that's all they do to it, I reckon.
That's fine.
Naughty Dog, I bet Sony will be all over that.
I'd love that.
PlayStation seems to be making... well, we'll come on to it in a second, but Sony are making all the right decisions at the minute, which is good. Moving on. Ollie is heading over to Xbox One and Wii U. Have you guys played Ollie? Do you know anything about it?
No.
Is it an iOS game?
It was originally a PC game.
What was a PC?
You can get it on iOS.
Yeah.
It's a 2D skateboarding game.
It's a bit like Skate, doesn't it, in the way it sort of
the way
interacts.
That you, yeah, okay. Absolutely. It's fucking hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't surprise me.
But it's really, really good when you sort of pick up what to do and how much you can do and stuff. So that's on its way to Xbox One and Wii U. Elder Scrolls Online has been pushed back to 2015.
I thought it was anyway.
I've kind of forgotten about that, to be honest. I remember getting really excited about it.
I thought it was out.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did.
It's out on the PC, isn't
it?
Oh,
yeah. On the PC.
Yeah, I don't think it's done particularly well.
I can remember getting really excited about it in February because there were lots of dev diaries that were released by Bethesda. And it was like, whoa! And then it came out in March, April on PC.
Mm.
Did okay. But as with most MMOs, most multiplayer onlines just fail because they just don't seem to have the magic... that I don't know, everything's just compared to World of Warcraft, I think, and the console edition just got pushed back and pushed back and pushed back, and they gave an update on their website sort of saying it's been pushed back to 2015 now, so, which is a little I'm a little gutted, and because I did want to play it, but I remember thinking you had to pay one of the things that a lot of people were pissed off with,
and subscription.
The subscription, and you had to buy the game. So in America, they were talking about it. They were talking about it a lot on some of the other sites that I've gone and have a look at. $60 for the game, and then you've got to pay $15 to $20 a month for the subscription. Who the fuck's going to pay that?
No, it's got to be a real special game.
That's ridiculous. So maybe they're rethinking it, and they're going to do. I mean, DC Universe Online is a great example of a free MMO that's really successful and has done well on PlayStation 3 and PS4, and it still is. I've got my character. I think he's called something like Flame Sex or something, because that was the only thing I finally left. Once you name a character, that's it. Like, you can't. Oh,
yeah, you're stuck with it.
Yeah, Flame Sex. Anyway, but Elder Scrolls Online, Destiny's DLC, The Dark Below, launched on Tuesday. I know that the three of us are massive Destiny fans.
That's 20 quid, wasn't it, just for that?
Was it?
20 quid, yeah, just for a DLC pack.
That's crazy.
Just so Robot Tyrion can
if anyone's
hack into
still
a computer
playing
and...
that, get a life.
Our news editor, Mark Burry, is still playing it.
That says everything you need to know.
I really hope that game doesn't win our Game of the Year.
That's
it does not.
I'm putting my
foot down.
I don't even hate it.
Hate.
It's not even worth hating it. It just exists.
It's really indifferent.
It's just there.
It's a matter of opinion.
I know.
I didn't really like it either, but that game did do milestones for certain aspects of gaming. It was extremely popular, and you can't argue.
Popularity is not a measure of gaming.
You cannot argue with millions and millions
either.
Of sales. I'm optimistic. I look at the grand picture, big picture of things. I didn't really like
Transformers did really well.
Yeah.
The latest Transformers.
Yeah.
Are you telling me any sort of artistic integrity in that and it's sounds opinion? No, I'd say that's probably objectively shit. Destiny, although not objectively shit.
Destiny
is objectively game, very mediocre one.
Average.
Destiny won two awards at the Game Awards last weekend. Guess what they're for?
Most boring voiceover by an actor.
No. Seriously, what do you reckon they're for?
Best visual design.
Best online experience was one.
Right.
And the other was, I think it was best score, best soundtrack.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And the music is very good.
Yeah.
See, so it does have some positives.
I would much prefer a good
game. But if I
want
to listen to some good
music,
I'll put on a Hans Zimmer soundtrack.
Yeah. Fair enough. Terraria has been confirmed for Xbox One and PS4.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You ever played it?
No.
It's so good. Have you played it? I got really addicted to it on the iPad about 2 years ago. It's so good. So good.
Is it like Minecraft?
Yeah, it's like Minecraft, but 2D, it's 2D. But it's just so much fun. You just got to play it. I'm not even going to go on about it. you just need to play it. The Game Awards winners for 2014, I've put... This is an epic fail on my part. I've put on my notes "see attached" and then I didn't actually write any notes. I've had a long week this week and a lot going on.
Can you remember any?
Yeah, I can remember what the publisher of the year. So the Game Awards were this weekend in America somewhere. I think it was Las Vegas. Anyway, Game Awards, Game of the Year was Dragon Age 3.
Yeah.
So... which I think has been a bit of a sleeper hit, really.
Considering that's only been out 3 weeks, that's quite an impressive.
Yeah.
Everyone I know that's played it absolutely loves it.
No one, none
it's
of the,
not my cup of tea, but I know it's very much loved.
No one who contributes to Arcade City had the game to review it, so I think the thing that puts me off about it is just the fact that it's just too, there's just too much to do, and I can't dedicate that much. I mean, even games like Skyrim, I spent, I think, 80 hours.
And still didn't finish it. Did you finish it?
I finished it. Yeah, I finished it. I did most of the side quests, but a big portion of it, I just couldn't touch. I just didn't have the time. Yeah. And that was 80 hours.
I mean, the big problem is, this is stuff we do outside of work.
Mm.
Yeah, we don't.
As much as we're going to try, just cannot cover every game. And when it's a game as big as that, it's going to be a tremendous struggle.
Yeah. We give deadlines for about a week as well. So if one of us gets a game, it's normally try and get it within a week. Try and get the
that is all
done within
play
a week.
For
until
a
we
week.
Start getting games given to us by the publishers. That's the best we can do.
Oh yes, but it's difficult because you know, I certainly don't have a go at anyone if they don't do it within a week. Because I understand that people have jobs and that's just how it is. So
again, from work, you've got 4, maybe 5 hours to play a game.
Yeah. And I mean, sometimes I got home from work, you know, if I'd had a bad day at the office or something, get back at 6 o'clock, the last thing I want to do is go on Master Chief Collection. I'd rather just chill out and...
watch a film or whatever.
Yeah, watch Aladdin or something like that. So,
watch Aladdin?
Watch Green Lantern.
Yeah. Watch Green Lantern.
Best film. Transformers Age of Extinction.
Speaking of Green Lantern, won some awards at the... no, it didn't. So, Game of the Year. Publisher of the Year went to Nintendo.
Fair enough.
The Wii U is slowly coming back.
I'm 99% certain that my girlfriend doesn't listen to this, so I'm going to say I'm probably going to get a Wii U.
January sales?
No.
When? When are you going to do it?
When she goes away.
When's she going away?
Don't know.
Where's she going? Don't know.
Eastern Europe. Interrailing. I do know this. I'm not a terrible boyfriend. I'm not a great one.
When? Do you know when?
She doesn't know when yet.
Okay, fair.
There's no definitive date. Summer.
You guys don't live together. Just buy it. Just get it.
She judges me.
No, she doesn't. She does. That's true. The last bit of sort of main news was that the Game Awards came. Was it the weekend? And there was some very good Zelda Wii U footage shown. And in the footage, they explained that it's due out next year, and it will be after Star Fox. So Star Fox is coming out next year.
They oddly haven't shown anything from Star Fox at all.
Well, at E3, there was they had a tech demo. That people, that a lot of editors and press were allowed to go and have a look at, but they were not allowed to record it.
Right.
So
the game is up and running. People have seen it, and they've you can go online now and read articles about people that have seen it, and they said, "Oh, this is what we saw." But there's no videos of anything at the moment.
Yeah,
I'm guessing it's going to be an on rails thing, like stuff like that. It was.
Yeah, possibly. But I mean, it looks pretty cool. A lot of people were complaining that the world looks quite barren, but for fuck's sake, people. Yeah, there's loads of time to sort that out.
And have you seen the original?
It looks good, but I wasn't that impressed with the actual presentation. The two guys went off on a bit of a tangent. Like, oh, if you see an apple, you can go and eat it. Well, fucking what?
Maybe it's some sort of proverb.
It looks nice, though.
Maybe.
Although you can't really tell the quality of the graphics on that video. It's shot so far away, and you can watch close-up cam, but it's not an HD or anything. But I noticed the blades of grass look very nice.
Yeah,
that's one thing I did take away from it.
It all looks fantastic. It will sell a lot of Wii U consoles because, I mean, I was holding out till that came out to buy my Wii U, but then I was just too tempted by Smash Brothers America, and I thought, fuck it.
Tell you what's weird.
What?
My only experience of Zelda. Yeah. Which is pretty bad as it is, that I have one experience.
It's pretty bad.
I wasn't a Nintendo kid, but there we go. Anyway, my one experience of it was playing it in a games room of a hotel in Runcorn.
That's an odd experience. Which Zelda was it?
Ocarina of Time.
That was it?
Yeah, I don't remember what I was doing. But I remember
if you play that game out of context, it's you're like.
What the fuck is this? What? Why am I in Runcorn?
Have you played? You've never played Ocarina of Time. Why don't you borrow my 3DS and play through it? Because it is.
Oh, have you got it on the 3DS?
Yeah, it is a classic.
Yeah,
you need to play.
My favorite game of all time.
What have you got to play at the minute?
Alien Isolation.
Bang it off.
No, don't bang it off.
No, I really want to play it as well.
Well, you've got how much? What time? What have you got off over Christmas?
That's a good question. I did get told the other day. I can't remember. Anyway, I'm getting Grand Theft Auto 5.
Is that definitely happening?
And Far Cry 4.
Don't cry when you lose a save progress.
Well, I haven't played it.
Yeah, so talk to us, Paul. Why did you
lose... I
went
to play it the other day, and it goes to the...
Is that just Rockstar? Because I lost my save progress, and it came...
I don't know. I've been online to see how to rectify it, and I've saved my profile to my online PlayStation Plus account. I've backed it up.
Right.
So I need to uninstall... I need to get it back. I need to uninstall and back up everything and do a system restart on my PS4 and then download the progress from the PlayStation Plus.
Wow.
Which I don't think I'm probably going to bother doing.
That sounds like a really bad idea.
This happened on the PS3 version as well to a lot of players.
Really?
And it's annoying because I was trying to show a friend. He was like, oh, I really want to get a PS4, show us a game. So I was like, oh, GTA 5. I put that on and that happened and I was just like, oh, for fuck's sake. So, yeah, I'm not happy about it.
Oh, mate. Sorry, man, that's horrible.
Fortunately, I wasn't that far into the game, but enough to know that I probably wouldn't start again.
And you just got Trevor?
Got Trevor, so that's about 4 or 5 hours into the game.
How far are you on Far Cry 3?
4,
sorry.
I've done 28 of 32 missions. I've got
Ooh.
18 of 25 guard posts, and I've climbed 14 of 17 towers. And I've done one of the 4 Shangri-La missions.
So you're a good two-thirds of the way through.
I just haven't had the desire to finish it.
Really?
I will go and finish it. The same thing happened with 3. I got really far, got a little bit fatigued by it, and I did go back to it and enjoyed it again, so I think I need a bit of a break.
I can't wait to play it.
Great game.
That's my Christmas thing. I need to finish Batman mode for them. And the last bit of news I want to talk about, I haven't written it on here, but I completely forgot about it. So... Metal Gear, Hideo Kojima came out on the at the Game Awards to show some footage of Metal Gear Online, and he might have indirectly told everyone when the game is being released. Did you read about this?
Footage of the game, but I haven't read.
So basically, Hideo Kojima's got this tendency to hide stuff in plain sight.
Hideo Kojima. Like he did with the PT trailer, basically. He hinted at it for ages. And
yeah, things like that. So
I really want to make a Silent Hill game, but I'd really like to make it with Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah,
and then a few months
and then
later
it happened. Yeah. So he loves his secrets and he loves hiding things in plain sight. So basically, he came out on the Game Awards to show off Metal Gear Online, and he was wearing a t-shirt and he had like a blazer over it, like a suit jacket over it. But on the t-shirt, no one noticed it at the time until, I don't know, some internet geeks were like, hang on a second. On his t-shirt, it had written in Swedish, I think it was June 6th. So now there's lots of sort of talk about that's the day that Metal Gear Solid 5 Phantom Pain is going to be released, because it's in Swedish, because he made up a fake studio called Moby Dick Studios, which was based in Sweden, to announce the Phantom Pain when the first video came out for that. So so a lot of people reckon that's when the release date's going to be. But I was really hoping for end of March, to be honest. That's what I was hoping for.
What, because your birthday? You want it for your birthday?
No, not necessarily that, but... no, because I'll have Majora's Mask to play through on my birthday.
That's true.
I'll be busy
for about 2 days.
Yeah, probably will. I will smash that. Get all the... Did you get all the masks?
I never finished it.
Paul!
I got stuck. It's not food, not that I didn't enjoy it. I found it ridiculously...
It's probably the hardest Zelda
game. I was really
game.
Young when that game came out. It's I must have been about...
The hardest Zelda game.
13 or 14, I think, when it came out. And it was so difficult. I couldn't quite grasp about having to travel back in time to save the village every 3 days.
That's the main news out of the way. So the only other thing really to talk about is the PlayStation experience that was at the weekend. So Sony now have said that they're going to be doing this every year. So this is now an annual thing. There was so much stuff that they talked about. I think it would need a separate podcast if we talked about it for too long, but just some of the highlights I just want to talk about are there was 15 minutes gameplay footage of Uncharted 4.
Oh yes,
which looks absolutely awesome. Phenomenal. And I love the fact they were doing it live, and even though at one point he died and he sort of fell through the level, no one like batted an eye.
Did he?
Yeah,
I'd much prefer that.
I didn't
notice some
that.
Scripted thing where you think, was
they must have edited that out
through?
For the video I watched, because no, I don't remember seeing
they didn't
that
for
all.
The one I did. He went round the corner, went to grab onto the ledge, fell, and then fell through the level, and then obviously because it wasn't because it was still being rendered or whatever, he fell, and then it was just a white screen of him falling like.
I definitely didn't see that bit.
But it was quite nice that no one really talked about that, and no one mentioned that, because obviously it's still you know, I think it's nice that Naughty Dog have got such respect in the industry that you know you wouldn't sort of say.
I don't like it when people say, oh yeah, look at this new gameplay teaser, and then you think that probably isn't actually gameplay. That's a really
but you just know that was
scripted. Yeah, so that's what I like. I prefer something that isn't.
You know what I noticed about it? That certain bits of it really did remind me of The Last of Us, like the close quarters combat, how brutal it was, and just the moment to moment gameplay of like it was a 15 minute long video, but it felt like about 2 minutes.
Yeah,
because apart from like the first bit where he's climbing through the cave and up through the rocks, the action is just relentless.
Yeah,
and I like the fact that the levels look so well designed that he's moving around and he's constantly hiding from
moving.
And,
yeah,
and that the rope, how cool was the rope?
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
The Indiana Jones
whip. Yeah, it was so cool. And then you see him tying it
short
back
round.
Up and putting it on his... Oh, man,
don't
that
touch
game's,
anything.
That game's
okay,
amazing.
That's Jones.
I think the fact that the Last of Us team are making it is in bloody good hands.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be better than 3.
So give us a 1, 2, 3, 4 PS4 bundle, please.
Come on, please!
Grim
Fandango, release date for 27th January.
Woo! That's pretty soon.
Oh, that yeah! Soon. It was like it's the only LucasArts game I haven't played. I don't know why either. I do not know why either.
I remember really wanting... I got my first PC. Did it come out in 95 originally?
1997.
Right, okay.
6. I remember when it came out and I had a PC and I really wanted it, but... I really wanted to play it, but for some reason I read a review and it was just like, it's a point and click. And I was like, oh, okay.
I think because I'd grown up with Sam and Max and Day of the Tentacle and... all the other LucasArts point and clicks, because this one was the first one to utilise sort of running around as well and walking around sort of thing. So I don't think I really took to it as much, and I think because of the art style and the whole sort of, you know, what's it called? Not Mexican. But...
Day of the Dead.
Yeah, Day of the Dead sort of influences in it. I didn't really interest me at that thing. Maybe being English, I just didn't really British didn't really pick up on a lot of that sort of.
And young.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't think it really interested me. But now it's just like, wow, it's a classic. I really need to play it. So that's 27th January.
Day of the Tentacle. Speaking of which, Day of the Tentacle Special Edition is coming to PlayStation 4 next year. This was my favourite news piece from the PlayStation Experience. I'm happy to announce, ladies and gentlemen, when this game comes out on PlayStation 4, we were doing Let's Play. The reason it works so well as a Let's Play is because you keep changing between three main characters. There are one, two, three of us.
Well, isn't that handy?
How funny is that? The whole game takes place in a house, and you play it from three people's perspectives in the past, the present, and the future. And you keep going back in time every time. You can switch between these three characters at will. So if you do something in the past,
it changes what you.
It changes what happens in the present and the future. So it could be in the future, I get to a part where I'm like, oh man, I really wish I had a screwdriver at this point. So in the past, Mark, you put a screwdriver underneath the toilet seat or something, or something like that. So when it comes to the present, Paul, maybe it gets to the present, but it's not there, and you're like, oh, I'm not quite sure why it's not there. So you need to go and find it and then put it back there. And in the future, it's available for me to then do it.
Okay.
So it will work so well as a Let's Play, and it's a fantastic game. It's so funny. Lots of breaking the fourth wall as well, which I really like in games and comic books, Deadpool as well. Final Fantasy VII is coming to the PlayStation 4 next year. It's the PC ports, unfortunately. It's not the HD remaster that all of the fans wanted. Final Fantasy VII is a fantastic game. I'm sure a lot of people will be happy it's coming to the PS4, but I've got it on my Vita, and I played through it again about a year and a half ago.
And you finally finished it?
I finally finished it. You can read about that on Arcade City on my article on the features page. Have you ever finished it?
I've never played it. I've only ever played Final Fantasy.
No, I'm not
a turn-based fan.
No, the only turn-based game I've ever played and liked is Pokemon, because it's Pokemon.
Because it's Pokemon, yeah. And I've said. It's nice. I think I don't think it'll ever get its remaster, HD.
Not.
No. I don't think it ever will now that they've done this. This will keep this generation at bay for a while, which is a shame, really. Ultra Street Fighter 4 and Street Fighter 5 were announced for the PS4 next year.
Judging by our efforts on beat-em-up games, I don't think any of us are.
I don't like fighting games. No. I don't. Smash Brothers is an exception.
I think it's a very big niche. Very successful niche, but it's a niche.
Big in Japan, aren't they, fighting games?
It is a niche, I think. Massive fighting games.
Yeah. They're arcade games.
Especially when you people that've got the arcade sticks. And it's like...
Yeah.
What the hell
and
are they doing?
The only other thing, the story that came out there was Shovel Knight is coming to all the PlayStation platforms next year. And you get to fight against Kratos from God of War.
Also been announced, a new... God of War game,
but it's not called God of War, is it?
Is it not?
We didn't write a piece about this on the site, unfortunately, because we just didn't have a chance to. With everything that was going on, and then by the time I got around to writing more stuff, it just became a bit irrelevant, really. I don't think it's, from what I read, I don't think it's either a reboot or something. It's not called God of War.
Okay, that would make sense because the story pretty much ended, didn't it?
Yeah, God of War 3 finished it pretty indefinitely,
and then Ascension was. Pretty bad.
Yeah. But Shovel Knight is that's going to win Game of the Year from a lot of publications this year. It's 3DS and Wii U, so I'm looking forward to that. And we'll be doing a Let's Play of that as well.
Cool. It's fantastic.
Right, that's all the news. God, that was quite a lot, wasn't it?
It was a lot.
Releases, we can fly through this really quickly because a lot of that hasn't really come out. We've had Smash Brothers, which we've played to death. You can go on the YouTube channel, Arcade City... No, it's not. It's youtube.com/ArcadeCityUK to see our Let's Plays of that. We had 8 players around and we had a good time on that. Smash Bros. Is awesome. Tales of the Borderlands and Game of Thrones we've already talked about. What else has come out in the last 2 weeks? What else have we had? Think. I didn't write them down. I haven't had a chance to really prep this much. That we've already had much.
Tomb Raider.
Temple
of Osiris. Temple of Osiris. Supposed to be pretty good. Download that.
Yeah.
I downloaded and played Never Alone with Hayley. Finished it in about an hour and a half.
An hour and a half?
You didn't like it, did you?
It was very simple. I like the art style. It's a very beautiful game. But it's very samey, very repetitive. And that's in a game that's an hour and a half. So
tenner for an hour and a half.
Yeah, and that's a reduced price. It's like £12. If you're not on PlayStation,
really? It's almost as bad as a cinema ticket.
And one thing I did like was the narration over the top. The Alaskan guy was pretty cool.
Who? Is it Morgan Freeman?
No, it's some Alaskan guy who was...
For many times.
It had some quite cool elements, like the folklore was pretty good, but...
Yeah,
no, it wasn't.
Does the little dog die? Actually, well, spoilers, don't say anything. You're looking at me as if it does. But you...
Can I just say something now that we've got spoilers out of the way?
Spoilers.
The dog gets strangled by a villain and then comes back as this floaty boy that's dressed up as a dog.
Oh my god, I'm not playing.
I hope that makes sense in context.
Not really.
It sounds fucking stupid.
Not really. it starts flying around. Hayley was controlling the fox and then it like turned into the little boy that's wearing a fox's costume. And starts sort of floating around a little bit like Child of Light, you know, and she's floating around.
Yeah.
It's a bit like that, and she's controlling all these platforms. And I was just like, do you know what? I thought this game was alright until the fox died. Not only was that quite upsetting, seeing a fox get its neck broken, but the fact that it's come back as a little twit dressed as a fox. Nah.
Was it this was the same boy dressed as
well,
a fox?
Well, the narrator's like, was this the boy all along? No one knows. It's like, well, what a shit twist. It's rough. Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
God.
I can see why Games Radar gave it a 2 out of 10 or whatever they gave it. 2 out of 5.
2?
2 out of 5.
Oh, 2 out of 5.
Yeah.
We've spoken a little bit about what we're playing at the moment. Mark, you're not playing anything really.
Just finished WWE.
Oh, yeah. Just finished it. Did you play all the career mode and everything?
I did a little bit. I wasn't a huge fan. No.
You're going to keep it?
No.
Trade it in.
I did say in my review, I think in about 6 months with some patches and some extra content, it'll be a solid 7, but are people going to keep it until then? I know I'm probably not.
No. Playing Arkham Origins to get through that, which we've already said. So I don't think there's really much.
What do you think of the Joker in that game, Troy Baker?
Haven't come across him yet.
You haven't?
No.
Okay.
Haven't come to him.
Another
yet.
Thing, Troy Baker, literally in everything, isn't he? Uncharted 4 as well now. Really.
It's not a bad thing because he's a great voice actor, but yeah, he does get a bit samey.
Yeah.
It's like,
is that guy ever going to be out of a job?
Like Schwarzenegger's a fucking awesome action star, but would you want to see him in every film?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would.
We both said yes in unison. what are we working on for the site? We've got the Christmas podcast next week, so that will be live on iTunes from Wednesday the 17th. You'll be able to listen to that. We've got some fun and games and a few surprises in store. So we've got Frankie and Wazza here for that as well. Cool. And we might have Joe as well. So there might be 6 of us for that, which would be good. Logistically, how that's going to work, I do not know.
It won't, but...
It'll be fine. We'll position the table. No, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. we'll make it work anyway. And that's pretty much it. We've just recorded Injustice, so that's going to be a Let's Play going up soon.
That went down well.
Paul, you really enjoyed that, didn't you?
Yeah.
So that'll be up soon. And question time. It's your favourite question time. This question comes from a guy called Dave in Bristol.
Hi, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Dave says, if you picture your gaming collection... So I'm assuming he means that if you look at your gaming collection at home as it is, what games have you actually completed? are there any that you haven't?
Most of them I haven't.
Last is remastered.
Yeah.
You can't technically complete FIFA. However, I won the Champions League with Derby County, so
I think
you're
finished,
I'm going to count that.
Yeah, I think I'd say so.
I'm going to count that.
That's just automatically completed.
Yeah. Last is remastered. I'm struggling here. Watch Dogs, which was in my collection, but you've now taken it back because it is yours.
Yeah.
Trying to think what else I've got. Titanfall.
Alien Isolation.
Well, you know that I haven't completed
that. You've got other PS4. You've got quite a lot of PS4 games.
I do. Shadow of Mordor. Completed. I fucking smashed
that one.
I love that game.
I actually really did.
Selfishly want that to win Game of the Year for us, but we'll go with the majority, don't we?
If I'd have had an extra week to play Alien Isolation, I think I'd be able to give a really, like, I'd be confident in what I'm saying for Game of the Year, but...
We didn't do a review of that, either.
No.
It's a shame.
I'd like to have reviewed that, because I'm a big fan of the films.
You'd have a laptop to write it.
I know.
You're already done on your phone.
I had
Facebooked it to me.
I've already got in my head what I want to say about it as well, I just don't have a method of getting it down, unless I use my computer at work. On my lunch breaks, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's a bit late now.
Yeah, we might have missed the boat on that one.
Yeah,
Paul, what's in your game collection? That you've got quite a big game collection.
Not really, because so. I usually sell it to them.
Yeah, but you still have right, quite
games a lot. That I've bought in the last month that I haven't finished. I've bought Bayonetta 2, which I haven't finished. I bought. I
love this. It's just in 1 month. Mine is the entire time I've owned my console.
GTA 5, which has crashed and I've lost all my data, so I'll probably never finish that. But I finished it on the PS3.
Did you finish Shadow Mordor?
No, I did not. I traded that in.
That's a good game as well.
Alien Isolation, I did finish. Yep. Actually.
Evil Within?
Far Cry 4. Evil Within, I finished. You in about did get 4 days, I got rid of that.
You had a real Marmite relationship with that. You really loved it to then begin with. Then you hated it.
Yeah,
it.
No.
Was it worth a play? If I see it for 20 quid, should I pick it up and play it? Once I got through Alien.
If you see it for 20 quid, buy it. I'll give you a tenner. Just go after it.
Yeah,
actually, you owe me a tenner. You buy it.
That's true.
It's broken in so many ways.
What, the patches will fix it?
No, it's not broken in terms of glitches. It runs okay. It's just... it's stuck in the past. It hasn't moved on. And
stuck in the past.
The trouble is, Resident Evil 4 works because it's one big seamless adventure. You go from one area to another and it all seems pretty seamless. Whereas this, it's one... You all know the premise. You're playing inside this guy's head. And the levels are so random. It doesn't
fit
together.
Jesus Christ, spoilers.
Oh, everyone knows that. It doesn't fit together very well at all.
Is it a case where, they had no narrative motivation for what was
pretty
various
much.
Stages of the game, and so it felt as if they literally just chucked this on to add an extra hour on the game, because that's what
just feels like you're killing the enemies for no reason, because spoiler alert,
spoilers,
the enemies aren't there, it's all in your head, so
spoilers,
what's the point?
Spoilers.
I hate games like that where it's all going on in your head, because you don't feel any urgency, or you don't feel like your character's in danger. I don't know.
Spoilers.
I think you've established that that's
spoilers. Thank you.
So yeah, I haven't finished many games.
What have I got in my game collection? I'm going to shout them out.
Watch Dogs completed. Diablo 3 completed. Killzone Shadowfall. No. Battlefield 4. No. Smash Brothers. You can't complete that. Mario Kart. You can't complete that. Batman Arkham Origins. No. Halo Master Chief Collection, yes. Dead Rising 3, no.
Oh, I've completed Dead Rising 3.
Did you?
Yeah, I absolutely smashed through it over Christmas.
Okay.
Last Christmas I got my Xbox.
Fair enough. That's about the only game that's out on it, isn't it?
I'm coming back.
That you could actually finish anyway.
Assassin's Creed.
I finished 2/3 of my game.
Black Flag, which amazingly is the first Assassin's Creed which I have not finished.
And it's the only Assassin's Creed that I finished.
It's the only one I haven't finished, apart from Unity, which I intend to go back to now that apparently
they fixed
it. I
forgot you got Unity.
I have to play it.
Unity?
It's not as bad as everyone says it is. It's
Assassin's Creed.
Once the glitches have been fixed, it's a good entry in the series, I think. Yeah. You don't have all the future crap to bog it down either, which is nice.
Oh, God, don't get me started on it. Desmond Miles, we don't give a fuck about you.
Please. I don't give a shit about any of those things.
No.
It was bad as well, because I know a lot of people picked up the series on 4. Got into it on 4, and it's just we really don't need any of this shit. Can we just have it so we're fighting pirates?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if they just had a pirate game? Ubisoft would have been fucking raking it in.
I haven't been able to beat Ezio, though, in terms of
a character, though.
He's got to be one of the most lovable characters in gaming history. Just everyone loves him. Yeah.
He's the second one, right?
Yeah.
Second Brotherhood and Revelations.
Mr. Mark Burry bought me Assassin's Creed 2 for a present, and I didn't play it.
Really?
Tragic.
Mm-hmm. That is tragic.
I just slap
in the face to Mr. Burry.
I got Assassin's Creed 3. I hadn't played an Assassin's Creed game before that. Well, actually, I got it because if you got an Empire subscription, you got it for free.
Okay. Oh, shit, I remember that. Yeah.
So I was like, I get a game and a year of Empire for 40 quid. Okay. And then whilst I was waiting for that to come, I got Assassin's Creed 1 and 2 and finished them for the time it got delivered.
Assassin's Creed 1 was fucking awful. I remember I went out.
Oh, it was really bad.
Got it on the first day.
It was awful. Well, it was very repetitive. I think it was awful.
If you played the first level, you played every level.
Yeah.
But 2 was just an incredible step up.
Yeah.
I loved that game.
Yeah.
Well, I think we need to wrap it up. Dave, I hope that answers your question. That's it. That's our episode 6 podcast. That's it.
See you at Christmas.
Yeah, see you next week for the Christmas, and then we'll have another episode as normal in the new year. So, so we want to see you guys again for the new year. Head over to the site, www.arcade-city.com. Thank you for listening. Remember to like and subscribe. The podcast goes live every other Friday on iTunes and Podomatic, and obviously we've got that Christmas special next week as well. You can tweet us, arcadecityuk. This is fun as well. The head of Media Molecule, who are making...
Oh, I saw this. Little Big Planet.
Tearaway. Tearaway, sorry. Beg your pardon. Liked, favourited our tweet, which I thought was quite cool. Yes. So tweet us, Arcade City UK. Facebook is facebook.com/ArcadeCityUK. YouTube is youtube.com/ArcadeCityUK. Go on there, the videos are fucking funny. And you can email us as normal podcast@arcade-city.com. And that's it. Sorry now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.